Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. We are continuing our theme, our series on overcoming fear. There is so much fear in the world in which we live. But God has promised us that we can live a life without fear. If you haven't listened to the previous three episodes on this topic, I trust you will go back and listen to them because they are fundamental for what we're going to be saying today and in the days ahead. Today I want to talk about overcoming fear in order to obey God. Now, I have been serving God for over 50 years in the ministry, and I can testify that I have had to overcome fear in order to step out and be obedient to the call and the commission of the Lord. Now, there's a passage that I'm going to begin with today as we look at this topic, and it is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. You've probably heard this passage before. Paul, writing to his younger protege, said, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, what does he mean by a spirit of fear? Well, a spirit of fear is an unreasonable fear. A person who has a spirit of fear, it is like their whole life is infused with fear. Every decision, every movement has an element of fear about it, and it has a tendency to hold them back and to restrict them. And as I said, a spirit of fear, it is an unreasonable fear. I just heard an interview with a young woman who had just moved to Nashville, Tennessee from another city in another country. But she was talking about how that the city that she had moved from, how there was so much fear. And it seemed like the whole city was filled with fear. Well, that's what I would call a spirit of fear. Well, you see, God has not given us that kind of fear. Now, there is a reasonable fear, a healthy, reasonable fear. For example, here in Texas, if I'm walking out through a pasture and I hear a rattling sound, hey, I'm going to stop and I'm going to make a wide berth because that could well be a rattlesnake, and they are poisonous. And so I have a healthy fear of rattlesnakes. I'm not going to go towards them. But that's a healthy fear. That's not a spirit of fear. That's not an unreasonable fear. That is a fear of good sense. I am afraid of speeding, driving fast on wet and icy conditions. But that is a healthy. Many people have lost their lives because they did not have a healthy fear about certain situations. So we need to have, you know, a healthy, reasonable fear about certain things in life in order to protect us. But a spirit of fear is an unhealthy, unreasonable fear that holds us back and hinders us from being all that God would have us to be and living a life of fullness and fulfillment in this world. Now, in this passage that I read where Paul said God has not given us a spirit of fear but of power and of love and a sound mind, it was in the context of Timothy obeying God. Apparently, Timothy was allowing fear to hold him back from fully accomplishing and fulfilling God's call and purpose in his life. Because notice verse 6. Paul says to him, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." And then verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." Now, here's something to remember. This is a letter. Paul did not write in chapter and verse divisions. Chapters and verses did not come along in our Bible until the 13th century. Before that, the Bible did not have chapters and verses. Now, the division of chapters and verses is helpful in the sense that we are able to locate more easily certain passages. But The downside of this is it has made it much easier to take passages out of concept, because we tend to turn our minds off between chapters and verses, and we memorize verses, and sometimes verses are divided up, even sentences broken in two. So let's read verses 6 and 7, which really flow together when Paul wrote it. He says, "Therefore I remind you." Now he's writing to his personal friend, his personal disciple, Timothy, his personal protege. "Therefore I remind you to stir up," which literally in Greek means to fan into flame. "Therefore I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you." I believe that gift is the promised gift of the Holy Spirit, the baptism, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. He says, "which is in you through the laying on of my hands, for God has not given us a spirit of fear." So it sounds like that Timothy is allowing fear to hinder him from boldly stepping out and moving and expressing the God-given gift that has been given him. A spirit of fear is holding him back. Wow. I'll never forget, as a new believer in the Lord, and before I ever married, before I went to Bible school, and I had experienced this baptism, this infilling of the Holy Spirit, and God began to use me in church services to bring forth a message in tongues. I would feel this burning down in my solar plexus, and I would feel this power rising up inside of me, and I knew that I was to open my mouth and speak in tongues. And usually there was an interpretation, but there were times that nobody interpreted it. And I went to the Lord and I said, "Lord, please use me to give forth the interpretation of tongues." Shortly after I prayed that, this was in the church my father pastored in Northeast Texas for 27 years. Small church in rural Northeast Texas. Saw some wonderful things happen there. Great moves of the Holy Spirit. I was called to the ministry in that little church. But shortly after I had prayed and asked God to use me in the gift of interpreting tongues, this Sunday morning, my dad had preached, and then he just invited people to come forward and kneel around the altar bench and at the front of the church. And so people were crowded around the front, kneeling and praying, and there was such a sense of God's presence. And a visiting preacher brought forth a message in tongues. Oh, and I had the interpretation. I knew it. It rose up in me. I knew I had it, but I allowed fear to block me and hinder me from bringing it forth. And this visiting preacher brought forth his message in tongues, but there was no interpretation, because God had answered my prayer and I did not respond and obey and step out. Oh, but I went to God and I said, "Oh God, please forgive me. please, Lord, use me again. And by your grace and help, I will obey you and I will respond." And I did. God gave me another opportunity and I did respond. And so my message to you today, and this was God's message to Timothy through Paul. Let me read it again. "Therefore, I remind you to fan into flame the gift that is in you." You know, I may be talking to someone that there is a gift lying dormant in you that maybe years ago God touched your heart. He touched your life in a special way and maybe filled you with His Holy Spirit and imparted certain gifts into your life. And maybe those have been lying dormant. Maybe you have allowed yourself to be intimidated and fearful about acknowledging it and bringing it forth. And this is what Paul is saying to Timothy, and this is what God would say to you today, and I'm going to read it again in closing. "Therefore I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you," that gift which has been lying dormant. Fan it into flame. "For God has not given you a spirit of fear." That sense of fear and intimidation, God did not give that to you. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Let me encourage you, overcome fear and go ahead and step out and obey God. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Also, there on the website, you will find articles. You will find a bookstore. My books are also on Amazon. There's also a blog there. I would encourage you to click on the blog down in the left-hand corner. It's called The 1726 Project, and you'll find some very encouraging and relative articles there on the blog, and you'll find a lot of things there. Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we will continue to talk about overcoming fear.